This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. On yesterday's show, we brought you a conversation about new research on Milwaukee's teaching workforce. The Public Policy Forum released a study Monday analyzing the pipeline of public school teachers in Greater Milwaukee. Here's a refresher. The numbers are shrinking. More teachers are leaving their jobs than ever before. On top of that, fewer students are going into the profession.
Today we ask why and introduce you to a teacher. Mary taught in Milwaukee for 18 years. She's worked in regular and special education classrooms with a special focus and passion for literacy. We're not using her full name because she still does some work for her former district.
This year, Mary left her teaching job for a variety of reasons, like many of her colleagues. She sat down to discuss her decision with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.
I love the relationships that I build with children. And of course, I like when they like me and we have fun. My big thing in teaching has been reading. I love teaching children to read. And that's the main reason I went into teaching, was to give children literacy so that they can explore the world, read, communicate with others, and have a fair chance at the jobs all people have.
How are you able to keep doing that outside of teaching?
I'm doing that now with my nieces and nephews. They're different ages. The three-year-old, I'm teaching her sounds and the way they work. So I'm able to take those things that I used to give to children in my classroom and give them to my nieces. And all of them are different.
It looks like that brings a smile to your face a little bit.
It does. It's something that I enjoy a lot. And I enjoyed it in the classroom.
Why did you decide to phase out of teaching?
I decided to phase out because I wasn't being successful anymore. I wasn't giving children what they needed. I wasn't able to turn those children into readers. And I always promised myself when I became a teacher that if I ever was frustrated, I wasn't giving the children what they need, I would leave. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten to the point, because of all the changes recently in the education system, that I couldn't be successful anymore. I mean, I'm determined. I worked long hours. I would do what it takes. And it just reached the point where I couldn't give children what they need. First, a lot of my planning time was taken away between lunch hours being shortened so that we could do duties. And I used my lunch hour to change my morning to my afternoon and to prepare the children's homework. And the reason I couldn't do the children's homework the night before was because I tailored homework to each group of children. They would take home their own reading level that they had read. But now it got to the point where there's two staff meetings a week for 2 hours. And so much paperwork from everywhere that I didn't have time on top of it to prepare for the children the way I wanted, the way I knew they needed to have instruction to learn to read. The class sizes had become too large because of budget changes. It's often said that class size doesn't make a difference, but if you're working with children who are struggling or who have behavior issues, these children need instruction that is tailored to them, and they need time.
While you were, you know, thinking about what you were going to do, whether you're going to stay or move on, did you have fellow teachers in the building with you who you talked to who expressed similar feelings?
I'm quite amazed at how many teachers are tired and making changes. I was at a store last night, and I met a woman who left her district, a very nice district, because of the changes going there. So this is happening everywhere, where teachers are overloaded with all of these meetings, all of these requirements, and children are different everywhere in the big class sizes.
Not only is it happening to people like yourself who have been in classrooms for a while, but kids who have had thoughts of being teachers, who are going into college and are now picking their majors, fewer of them are going into teacher prep programs. I mean, if you had known 18, 19 years ago that this is the situation you would be in, would you have felt the same way?
I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to teach those children to read. And I was going to do that. So I'll tell you, I would have done it anyway, because I would have thought I could beat it, you know, with my individual kids. But now it's gotten so hard. I'm leaving. So, yeah, I would have done it anyway, determined that I could do it, and I did for a lot of years. But now it's getting to be too much, more demands. And another thing that's hard is the judgment passed on teachers. Even if I say, okay, I'm not going to worry about what those people think because it's not, they're not there. But it's influencing relationships between teachers and administrators, teachers and people who prepare budgets. And there's a lot of teacher blame out there. And when I was giving and trying, that hurt. But more importantly, it's causing administrators and the powers to be to just drop these things on teachers and think that's going to make them a better teacher. For example, assessment. There's a lot of different testing. As a teacher who's taught for many years, I know what assessments I need for my children to grow as a reader. And those are the assessments I want to give them because it tells me what they need. Maybe it's a simple assessment and I know, oh, they're not getting vowel pairs like AI saying I, EE saying E, and that allows me as a teacher to know what they need next. There's not time for that anymore. I really don't understand how they want us to make this work. Big class sizes, no time, and all these paperwork and assessments. I really don't understand how they think we can do this.
If you were to talk to a kid who's thinking of what they could major in, what they could do for a living, and then they're seeing all these conflicting, you know, reports and hearing all this, what would you say to a kid like that?
You know, that's an interesting question because one of my nieces wants to be a teacher and she's in college right now. I would encourage her to be a teacher with reservation, but because maybe it'll change someday, but right now it's very difficult. If she dreams of being a teacher and she wants to be a teacher, she should go ahead and be a teacher.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. She spoke with Mary, an 18-year veteran teacher in Milwaukee who left the profession this past year.